This thing, mission over here, in Derech Eretz Rama, the fifth parak. So it says, from the Gilgal Shas on the Pesach of Shabbos. What was that, Daf, you remember? Kuftes? Kuftes Zayin? On the philosophy. So he says, Derech Eretz Rama says like this. It's talking about that you shouldn't surprise somebody when you go inside their house.
You shouldn't
surprise somebody. You should not make yourself known. You shouldn't walk in suddenly. So it says, "Ma'isa bar bozakinim shehochu l'malchus ha'pnimis v'hoya lohem filosofos echad chaver sham." Okay. So it says there were four zakinim who went to the malchus ha'pnimis. Where's Max? Here?
Yeah.
Right, Machos Apnimus. And there was a philosophos chaver. So chaver means Tam Chacham. The Eluhain, who are these four? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. So these big guys, right? Omar lo Rabbi Yoshua lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi, Ritzon Chosh in the Kabbal Pnei Philosophos, Chave Reinu. So Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Gamliel, he was the Nasi, Rabbi, should we go and greet the our friend, the Philosophos? Omar lo Lav, he said no. L'shach was Omar lo Rabbi, Ritzon Chosh in the Kabbal Pnei Philosophos, Chave Reinu, Omar lo Hain. He asked him again in the morning, and he said yes. I guess it was late. They got there at night. Holach Rabbi Yeshua v'tofach al hadelas. So Rabbi Yeshua went and he knocked on the door. Rabbi Yeshua seems to be like the main mover over here. V'hoya filosofos ahu mechashiv b'dayto v'omer. He thought to himself and he said, "Ein zu derech eretz ela shel chacham." To knock.
That's the philosophos.
Because that's what this paragraph is talking about. That's why it's here. Because he knew that's derech eretz of a chacham, to knock. I guess that wasn't the custom of it. But he didn't answer the door. Pam shnia omad v'rochatz ponav yadav raglav. When they knocked the second time, he stood up and he washed his hands, his face, his hands, and his feet. Pam shlishis omad u'pasach al hadelos. I don't know what that is.
More
I guess it shows you got knocked at least three times.
And wash your hands.
V'ro'o es chachamei Yisrael. Elu, bo'an mikan. V'elu bo'an mikan. Okay, so you saw the chachamei Yisrael. Some were here and some were there. Elu, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Miyamino, Rabbi Akiva, Mishmalo. I think the Gvorch fixes it up a little bit. Because there are only four altogether, right? So what does it mean, three on the right and one on the left? He says, I think he says they were standing around Rabbi Gamliel, because he was a Nasi. Let me just see one thing. Yeah, Rabbi Gamliel be'emtza, because he was the Nasi. Okay, Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer and Zayu on the right, and Rabbi Kiva is on the left. V'hoya philosophos mechashiv b'dayto v'omer. He thought and he said. It's funny he keeps on saying that. Heyach etein shalom l'chachmei Yisrael. How should I greet l'chachmei Yisrael? Im omer ani shalom alecha Rabbi Gamliel. If I say to Rabbi Gamliel, because he was a Nasi, Shalom Alecha, Nimsa Mevazeh es Chachmei Yisrael, then I'm going to embarrass the other three. So I'm not greeting them. Im Omer Ni Shalom Aleichem Chachmei Yisrael, if I say to them in general, Shalom Aleichem Chachmei Yisrael, Nimsa Mevazeh es Rabbi Gamliel, because he's a Nasi. Okay, so what do you say?
Hi, Rabbi Gamliel, and say hi to the other guys.
Kevan Shigi Etzlam, Omer Lohem. What did you say?
Rabbi Gamliel v'chachmei Yisrael.
Alright, let's see. Shalom Aleichem Chachmei Yisrael u'Rabbi Gamliel b'rosh.
said it like that.
Hi, everybody, and person who's better.
He's saying, Chachma Yisrael, he's just the group, but then he said, Rabbi Gamliel qualifies the head of the group. So it was to the group, but he was showing that it's a group, not a group of equals, but a group with a leader. Alright. Anyway, so the question is, was this guy Jewish? It's funny, right? It's hard to figure this out. Was he Jewish?
This Philosophos? He was the one that was thinking this?
He was the one that they went to visit, the Philosophos Chaver.
But he was also the one doing the greeting?
Yeah, he was the one doing the greeting. And where is the Malchus Apanimus? Right? Where is the Malchus Apanimus?
Huh? What does it
mean? I don't know. The Malchus Apanimus. So it's interesting, you take a look in Daniel. Take a look in Daniel by Nebuchadnezzar's dream that Daniel interpreted. So it says like this. It says he saw this giant confusing here.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do this. You split it in the middle.
No,
it's okay. He saw a giant figure. Right, made of different materials. Okay, it had a golden head. Right, it had a golden head. It had a silver arms and body. It had thighs of iron. Okay, and the legs were iron, and pottery. Okay. And then he saw a big rock come and smash the whole thing to bits. You like that dream? Okay.
So like cartoony.
It terrified him. Anyway, so Daniel interpreted the dream. So he said that, what does it mean? It means like this. What is Yeshua that mean? Anything? Said it means like this. The golden head was Nebuchadnezzar's Malchus. Okay? It says, then, Basroch tkum Malcho Ochri Araminoch. After you will be another Malchus. Okay, so he's the first Malchus. After you will be another Malchus inferior to you. That's the silver. That's represented by the silver body. Okay? That's the second Malchus. Okay? Oh, I skipped the Malchus, I'm sorry. I messed it up. Once again, the head was gold. Okay, the head was gold, sorry. Then the arms were silver, and the body was, underneath the chest, I guess, was brass. Okay, then the legs were iron, and iron and clay. Okay, so he says, you're the golden head, right? That's one. Then there's going to be another Malchus after you, which is silver. Okay, who's the silver Malchus?
Persia.
The silver Malchus, right? What does Rashi say? Where's the Rashi's? No. Balshatzar. Okay, after Balshatzar, your son, will be another Malchus. Okay, that's Mordechai Uporos. Okay, and then right after Bavel, because that was inferior. Then is what? Then is the brass. Okay, the brass is who? Malchut Lisa Ochori di Nechosha. The Sishlat Bechol Ara. David, come on.
Yavan?
Yes. Alexander the Great. Okay. That's three. Then the fourth one is a Machlokas in Rishonim. Fourth one is Machlokas in Rishonim. But Rashi says the Romans. Okay.
What's the other side?
The other side is the Romans / Yishmaelim.
Like the Byzantine. No,
now, today. Everyone agrees we're in the fourth now.
We're in the fourth now. just how.
And then what's the giant rock?
Us.
Us.
Oh wait, what about the clay and?
Oh, so that's the machlokas. How you depend, if you learn it's the Romans, then it's saying it's a fractured type of a malchus.
I thought you were saying the Romans were the thigh.
No, the whole leg, the whole bottom part was a combination of of iron and clay.
Oh.
So it was like a divided malchus. That's what he says. He says the malchus revia tehevi takifa kifarzala. Okay, it's going to be strong like iron, but it will be, he says it'll be Miss Orvin Lahon Dizra, no, I shall say next. Velo Lahon Dovkin Dino Im Dino. They're not going to be together, because the iron and the clay doesn't fit properly. It's not a perfect fit.
I can give a cute parish on that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be a Malka Shavura, it says. What is that? Yeah, it's going to be a Malchu Pliga Tave. It's going to be a split type
That's Roman Byzantium.
So the question, the Ebenezer says, the problem is where the Rashi just says it's the Romans. But where are the Ishmaelim? Where are the Muslims? So the Ebenezer says it's really the last one is the Muslims. Muslim and Roman together, mixed together.
How does he pull that off?
Well, that's what we have today.
Yeah, we're pulling it off now. It's
two and one.
Well, that's what you're saying, the iron and the
saying no one person rules the world, basically.
Correct.
Right.
But the majority will be the Muslims, I think he says. But anyway,
that's not comforting.
But then the rock is us. Smashes everything. Right? So if you look at it, there, you could say there are five reigns, right? And what was number three?
Greek.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that one? Yeah. In the middle. So that's my suggestion. Malchus Apinimus is a reference to the Greeks.
What do you mean Malchus Apinimus? What's that?
The middle. From Daniel.
Why is the rock coming and smashing it? Like all the other Malchus are already gone. You only need the smash last.
That's a good question. I guess they're remnants. I guess they still. That's a good question. Why does it have to smash the golden head?
It's
a good question. That's a very good question.
It seems to work backwards, unless that's like
the greatest material.
Perception
also?
Of it, because
I mean,
like, shouldn't
why
it be
they
at the bottom?
Because they're not as.
The head should be the most recent.
Yeah, why is the rock? It's interesting, right? The rock. But that's what I think the. That's like that mushel, is that the earth overcomes everything, essentially. But.
The dust.
That's a good question. I mean, why are they still the transition from the other Malchios? They're still in position, but the last one completely obliterates the whole prior thing. That's good. It's good. You're right. You got to think about that a little more. But
shouldn't he have been at the bottom?
Who? You look on that side?
Yeah.
No, the golden head. Golden head. Yeah,
like
so
would
rather be the golden
of
head
society?
Or the clay foot? I think it would be obvious.
What I mean, like he was the epitome of society, and then it went.
No, it was the greatest rule. He was the greatest rule. He wasn't as famous as Alexander the Great. You don't hear about him.
No. Only in Jewish circles.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my suggestion. That when it says the Malchus Apinimus, it means they went to the Greeks. They took a trip to the Greeks.
Determine proper etiquette.
Max, who's Max?
Yeah.
Like that shot? Malchus Apinimus?
Yeah, pretty good.
So I don't think he was Jewish.
Yeah. The philosopher. The philosopher.
He was just a philosopher who was also, well, I guess he knew Torah. Right. He knew Torah.
It would seem fine if he was just one of the chachamim, means to call him.
Yeah.
Like,
so I think there's another gears that says Philosophos was his name. So there's another Gersa. Not in here, but in another.
Chaver, you said Talmid Chacham, refers to this as a philosopher in the Torah, or just Chaver? Okay.
Because he says Chacham Yisrael, he knew them. He knew Chacham Yisrael.
But how does that imply that he himself knew
the
Torah knowledge? So Chacham is specifically Talmid Chacham of Torah knowledge? I mean, you wouldn't call it just a.
Well, I'm just putting it together that if he knows Chacham Yisrael, and he's on the level that they call him a Chaver, then it would seem he knows what they are and he knows something about Torah.
Plus, if Chaver could just mean Chacham in other areas, you don't need to call him a philosophos Chacham, then it's just redundant. Chaver. Unless Chaver means a specific.
No, I'm not saying he was an erudite Torah scholar, but he definitely knew what they were. He knew they were not just philosophers. He knew they were not just religious people.
And so why didn't they go to him initially at night?
At night? Derek Harris, I don't know.
Why were they referencing this Pesach and Yom Yom? They were just like...
Why did they call them the Malchus Pnimus?
Refer to them as this obscure Pesach and Daniel.
Not obscure Pesach and Daniel.
For you.
Okay, this is very important and necessary Pesach and Daniel.
What's Malchus Pnimus? It's not a clear reference to anything. So if I have an explanation, why would you say, but it's too clear?
I'm just wondering, no. I understand your explanation. I'm wondering why they would refer to this strange, obscure thing. Excuse me, not obscure.
Why would they just say that they're Greek?
Why didn't they say they went to Greece? Maybe they didn't go to Greece. Maybe they went to the place where they were. I don't know where they went. They went to where they had a rule. Maybe it wasn't technically Greece. Maybe it was... somewhere else that they we need to find the history in the time of Rabbi Akiva. Where were the Greeks?
Greeks weren't around. It was Romans already.
And when did this?
The Greeks would have only really been in Greece at that point.
They would only been in Greece.
The Romans controlled that whole region.
It was last holdout. Okay.
So maybe they were referring to that as what they once were.
That's why you didn't answer the door.
Start playing drill.
I mean, maybe that's what they called them off the spoons, right? Because it was shows you it was over. Uh-huh. It was over, and they're saying that this is not the last one. Saying the present one is not the last one, because that one is over. The one we're in is just one more until they have to make them the Panimi. I mean, this one is temporary. Okay.